This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. More than half the population in Nagorno-Karabakh has left for Armenia. More than 66,000 people. Now, as we hear from Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas, the ethnic Armenian-led separatist government has announced it will dissolve.
In a lightning offensive, Azerbaijan has reclaimed the territory which was captured by ethnic Armenian forces in 1994. The two sides have agreed on a ceasefire and have begun talks on reintegrating the region back into Azerbaijan. Many local residents, however, fear reprisals, and over 66,000 people, more than half its population, have decided to leave for Armenia. Cars laden with belongings tied to their roofs lined the road out of Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenian resident Lena Merkumyan said she was fleeing because she no longer wanted to live with the Azerbaijanis. We don't trust them. If we trusted them, we wouldn't have appeared in this situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the U.S. politics, things heating up as the presidential election draws near. U.S. House Republicans begin hearings on President Joe Biden today, an impeachment inquiry. And last night, sans former President Trump, Republican candidates for the office had their second debate.
The seven Republican candidates took to the stage at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. It took only minutes for the group to start bickering, each of them determined to break from the pack. An NBC News survey shows nearly 60% of Republican voters choosing the former president over his rivals, with DeSantis coming in second at 16%. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
Taiwan unveiled the first domestically developed submarine Thursday, a step to combat China. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin returns to the United States Thursday after wrapping up his first tour of the African continent as defense secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with Austin and has some details.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin started his tour in Djibouti, home to the primary U.S. military base on the African continent. There, he met with Djiboutian leaders and the Somali president, whose forces, Austin said, had made more progress against the Al-Shabaab terror group in the past year than the previous 5 years combined. Austin then turned to Kenya.
How are you?
He visited a base in Manda Bay near the Somali border, where a terrorist attack in 2020 killed three Americans. Carla Babb, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
Maintenance issues and climate change-induced water shortages have caused a 400-megawatt electricity shortfall in Tanzania. The state power company says it has triggered power rationing across the country. Russia set to hike defense spending by almost 70% in 2024. Finance Ministry document published on Thursday shows the numbers as Moscow pours resources into its full-scale offensive in Ukraine. Since the conflict began last year, Russia has ramped up arms manufacturing and pumped massive funds into its military machine, despite persistently high inflation and a weaker ruble. The document said defense spending was set to jump by over 68% on a year-to-year basis. It's about 10.8 trillion rubles, about $111 billion, totaling around 6% of GDP for Russia, more than spending allocated for social policy. Opening statements are set to begin on Thursday in the first U.S. trial over allegations that Tesla's autopilot driver assistant feature led to a death, and its results could help shape similar cases across the country. The trial in a California state court stems from a civil lawsuit alleging the autopilot system caused owner Micah Lee's Model 3 to suddenly veer off a highway east of Los Angeles at 105 kilometers per hour, strike a palm tree, and burst into flames all in the span of seconds. The 2019 crash killed Lee and seriously injured his two passengers, including a then 8-year-old boy who was disemboweled. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.